Ramon, the solar wind, what is that actually?
The solar wind is really the outer atmosphere of the sun. The sun, as everybody knows, is really hot. The surface of the sun is about 6,000 degrees centigrade. The atmosphere, it turns out, is about a million degrees. And the atmosphere is much hotter than the surface because of the sun's magnetic field. It's transferring energy out into that atmosphere. That atmosphere gets so hot that it tries to push away from the sun, and at the same time, the sun's huge gravity is pulling it back and essentially squeezing it the way you might squeeze water going through a garden hose.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, the water speeds up.
Right.
That's
right.
What happens to the sun's atmosphere. So it starts speeding up and finally goes supersonic and starts traveling at a million miles an hour out radially, you know, straight away from the sun in all directions, filling all of the space between the planets and carrying the sun's magnetic field with it. So the Earth and the other planets are literally sitting in the outer atmosphere of the sun. And we call that the solar wind.
How far does the wind go? I mean, would it hit Mars, Jupiter?
Oh, yeah. Well, it goes well beyond the orbit of Pluto. We're not sure exactly how far it goes. Eventually, it runs into the interstellar gas and the interstellar magnetic field, and eventually comes to a stop somewhere out there. We're not sure exactly where. But you can imagine the sun as sitting in this bubble with all of the planets inside this bubble. And inside the bubble is the sun's outer atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
the sun's magnetic field. And outside of that bubble is interstellar gas and the galactic magnetic field. And all stars have this kind of a bubble around them.
Well, when this wind stops, does it dissipate, or is it just, like, out there?
It's just out there. It slows down, eventually stops, and mingles with the interstellar gas, and some of it leaks across the whatever boundary is formed out there and becomes part of the interstellar gas.
If anything on the sun can really harm us, what would that be?
Depends what you mean by harm. If you mean something immediate, we could have a major solar storm that would involve a flare and a big coronal mass ejection that would hit our magnetic field, and we could have a really huge magnetic storm that could play havoc with our technology.
Could it just knock it out totally?
Not knocked out totally in the sense that it wouldn't come back.
Okay.
But in March of 1989, there was a power failure in Canada that blacked out Quebec, the province of Quebec,
sure.
Canada, for I think it was 14 hours that their system was down. And American engineers stopped it in upstate New York. So they managed to isolate the failure. But it could have spread. And if it had hit New York, then you would have had a big blackout. And big blackout in New York City is, economically damaging. And, you know, some people have suggested, well, what if you had a bunch of natural disasters that all came together? Then they could magnify each other. For example, what if you had a major solar storm that knocked out power in the northeast United States at the same time that you had a major blizzard? These two things could reinforce each other.
Be horrible.
And, yeah, it could be a bad situation, especially also if you lost a lot of cell phone communication because satellites were lost.
And people would be without heat and electricity.
Right. So you can think of ways in which you can have some kind of prompt effect that could severely impact us. But there are other ways that the sun could change over time that could have huge impacts on humans and civilization. While scientists recognize that we are in a period of global warming that at least is partly due to human activity,
yes.
You know, pumping out the carbon dioxide,
sure.
And everything, we know that the sun has also been changing. And the sun does have an effect on climate.
Changing ever so slightly?
Changing slowly with these, you know, very long-term cycles. We know that the sun has got an 11-year cycle of sunspots and a 22-year cycle of its magnetic field flipping all the way 360 degrees.
And is that pretty regular? Can you predict that? 11 years, here we go. 11 years,
yeah,
here we go.
Pretty regular, except that in the 1600s, there was a period when the sunspots basically disappeared. It's called the Maunder minimum.
What is a sunspot, by the way?
A sunspot is a collection of magnetic field on the sun, like a magnetic tube that is poked out through the surface, what we call the surface, the visible part of the sun. And they always come in pairs. There's always a north and a south, like with any magnet.
Mm-hmm.
And the magnetic field is very, very intense, and it pushes some of the solar gas out of the way, cooling it slightly. So it's a little bit cooler than the surrounding gas, and so it looks dark.
So let's say if the surrounding gas happened to be 1,000,000 degrees Fahrenheit, what do you think the sunspot would be?
Oh, well, actually, the sunspots are what we see are coming from the visible surface, which is about 6,000 degrees. So the normal visible sun is about 6,000, and the sunspot is maybe 5,500, 5,000, something like that.
Okay.
It's not that huge a difference.
Not that big,
It's big enough that you can see the difference, and that those regions look dark in comparison to their neighboring regions, because they're just not as bright. But that period in the 1600s, when the sunspots went away pretty much completely, that was one of the coldest periods on record in Europe.
That's interesting.
They called it the Little Ice Age.
Huh.
So there probably was some kind of connection between sunspots and climate. And we don't understand all of the cycles of the sun. We don't know why the magnetic cycle turned off in the Maunder minimum, why it turned back on, why the sunspot cycle seems to have been getting stronger over the past 100 years. So one could imagine a situation where the sun goes through some significant changes on, say, a 50 or 100-year time scale that cause big climate changes on Earth, and that could have a big effect on our civilization.